Shalom, saints, and greetings to all in the lovely name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Today, once again, we gather around the table of God's Word to be fed on the manna that God is providing for us this last day. Today, we would look into God's Word and see God made certain promises to Abraham. And he said that I am thy exceeding great reward. Now we must understand, God doesn't bring a reward for Abraham, but God states that I myself am thy great, exceeding great reward. We'll certainly read a passage from Genesis chapter 15, verse 6 to 9. It's Abraham, and it says, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. May God add his blessing upon the reading of this text for our acknowledgement of the true revelation that he is bringing for us in these last days. My brothers and sisters, Abraham was now counted for righteousness because of his belief in God. And the word exceeding great reward needs to be keenly understood as we read it in the first verse of the 15th chapter. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. So this part of exceeding great reward, we will try to study in the scope of the scriptures and revelation of this hour. The exceeding great reward is not any tangible thing. The exceeding great reward has to be and is his eternal life. The greatest gift God can give us is his eternal life. This life is acknowledged in his word through practical prophecies and its fulfillment in our times. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24 and the 14th verse, the Lord said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. In other words, the end can be also the end time message or the end time warning. We see the fulfillment of it spoken by Paul in Romans chapter 10 and verse 18. And this is where Paul states that he says in Romans 10 verse 18, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Indeed, these were the words of fulfillment. And Paul stated and signified, yes, that these words were indeed fulfilled. We also read of it in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13 and verse 10. The Lord says, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. And here too, Paul in the Gospel of Romans, in the letter to the Romans, in the 16th chapter, verse 26, he states again, but now is made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Blessed be his name, O Lord. Again, we see the Lord saying in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16 and the verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, creature or creation, we have all witnessed this gospel of salvation. Here, once again, Paul concludes it in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6, where he says, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day he heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Brothers and sisters, Paul has taken every bit of the promises of the Lord and has spoken into his epistles. We also see in the 23rd verse of Colossians chapter 1, if we continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I am Paul, am made a minister. Glory to God. One more verse of promise that the Lord has spoken. It is from the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be my witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And here too, Paul concludes this verse of promise in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. He says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. When God has filled us with the spirit of love, power and sound mind, it is to signify of his great work. Every word spoken by Jesus, the prophet, our Lord, has been fulfilled in the body as stated by Paul. The promise that was spoken to Abraham by the Lord, I will exceedingly bless you, I'll make you a father of many nations, your seed shall be like the stars of heaven and like as the sand of the shore. And Abraham now asks the Lord, and he said unto him, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? Indeed, it was such a huge and a great promise. It was hard to believe, to receive, and to perceive the fuller sense of it. And when Abraham asked God, and the Lord said, and he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, she-goat of 3 years old, ram of 3 years old, turtle, dove, and pigeon. Now these four animals that have been mentioned here, they have a specific message for us in these last days. And I would love to expound a little bit on each of these animals. First of all, the heifer that was 3 years old. We would see it in Numbers chapter 19 and verse 13. It says, whosoever toucheth the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifieth not himself, defileth the tabernacle of the Lord. And that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him, he shall be unclean, and his uncleanness is yet upon him. Now here we see touching the dead, and this is actually a hyphener that was to be for the sin of this purification. A hyphener symbolizes purification for dead contacts. All of us have sinned and caused, and we have contacted with dead things, as so in Romans 6:23 it says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So this hyphener was required for the purification, because even so God's children have contacted or touched the dead. We being in the message, we being in the truth of God's revelation, there has been a pretty long duration now. As we live in this part of this age, it is but obvious many dead things we have contacted or we have touched, and we have defiled ourselves, and we need a thorough purification. Though we being in this faith, it was this message of this hour that God gave it to us, to purify ourselves from every dead thing. The second was the she-goat. And this she-goat, we see it in Numbers chapter 15 and verse 27. And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering. Now, a she-goat has been used as an offering that we who are ignorantly do all kind of sin, this offering is required for our cleansing from this sin. Ignorance is not bliss. And for the sin of ignorance, we all were ignorant of the fact that death was reigning in us. This death that was reigning, with all the kind of traditions and all the kinds of falsehood, which anti-scriptural, that which we followed for all these years, you know, God used this offering from sin whereby he could cleanse us, and this was something to take away our ignorance. And blessed be the name of the Lord, it is once again this message of this hour that has taken away every ignorance and every vain tradition that we thus followed all these years. The next is the ram. And this ram was for consecration. We see it in Exodus chapter 29, verse 15 to 22. If you read these verses, it will reveal to us that this ram was for our consecration. Since the day we believed in Jesus, our lives needed consecration. We are saved plus sanctified. So this consecration is absolutely necessary. Since the day we believed in the Lord, this message of this hour was needful for our consecration. We lived in our own sinful styles, that all that our lifestyle was something that signified the worldly environment. But since the day we received, we were saved, it required a sanctification, and that through the word. And that was the message of this hour that has sanctified God's children. The fourth part we see, the turtle dove and the pigeon. This we would find it if you read Leviticus chapter 12. Now, unless, you know, it says it is for childbirth, for the uncleanness to be taken away. So as the Lord had said, unless we become like little children, we cannot enter into heaven. Now finally, when we come to the state of actually entering into God's kingdom, we must be born again. And then only we can be like little children, both in respect to our thinking and through our life. I would like to say one thing here. Jesus stated about John the Baptist in the Gospel of John chapter 5 and verse 35. He was a burning and a shining light, and he were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. He indeed was a burning and a shining light, and we rejoiced, the people rejoiced in that season. Today, as we live this part of time, we had the same Elijah spirit once again signifying and bringing forth the message of the hour to cause us to rejoice for a season. But as he was the bright and shining light, we have come today to John chapter 8 verse 12. It says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We praise God and Jesus Christ our Lord for being our light and salvation. God bless you all, and may his grace be sufficient for all of you. Amen and amen. Thank you once again.